Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the third and final hour of the Live with Rank Show. Man, these weeks just fly by as we get older. I appreciate all of you for listening to the show today. And as promised, because as I told you last hour, it was my fault, Jared Knott, author of the book Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, 39 Tiny Mistakes That Changed the World Forever. Little background on Jared. He's a decorated combat infantry officer in Vietnam in the 1st Air Cavalry Division. Wanted to come on and talk about what's happening right now in this world, this craziness. And then we'll get right back into that word I'm trying to find on these people, these teachers, anybody who constantly want to teach your 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old about sex or human sexuality. I'm trying to find that perfect word. A pedophile is too harsh. Pervert doesn't exactly fit. Because I think these people are getting some type of satisfaction on talking to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds. So we'll get back to that. And I'm wanting you guys, I see I have a bunch of emails. You can also call us, and we'll take callers in that next segment, 269-441-9595. Now, that being said, let me welcome to the show and once again apologize to Jared. Jared, thanks a lot for calling back today after my mistake, after I thought it was you.
Oh, good to be here. It's an honor to be here. Appreciate it very much.
So, Jared, with your experience, and then you're the author of this book, Tiny Blunders and Big Disasters, 39 Tiny Mistakes That Changed the World Forever. Could there be a 40th one coming with what we see happening here in Ukraine?
Yes. Now, there's a series of mistakes and miscalculations that have taken place. I'm not sure they're in the tiny category or the big category. I think Putin, if he had it to do over again, would never have invaded Ukraine. He vastly underestimated the determination of the Ukrainian people. He may have correctly estimated that the United States was going to be kind of soft and mushy, but he thought that the rolling into the Ukraine and it'd take about 2 days to be over with, just like it did in Georgia, just like it did in Crimea. But he had another thing coming. The Ukrainian people, as we all have seen, very courageous, very determined. They want their freedom, and they don't want to be under the boot of Putin.
Do you think this war could have been prevented? Is there anything that could have been done?
Well, yes. Now, I'll make the point. I'll make the political point that taking over of Georgia, which was happened very easily and quickly, taking over of Crimea, which happened very easily. Both of those took place under the Obama administration. Trump says that he told Putin that if he invaded the Ukraine, that he would bomb Moscow. That's what Mr. Trump has said. You can say what you want. He's not a perfect man, but he was a much stronger in terms of the position he took. And there was no such aggressive activity.
Right. Jared, I've been asking my listeners to just consider, why was it months after Biden was seated, did he start amassing troops on the border? Months after, right?
Yeah. He saw weakness, and there's a basic principle that the weakness invites attack and strength discourages attack. Go back to the famous quotation from General Marshall back during World War II, or the years leading up to World War II. He was talking about how we were not spending enough money on defense and preparing for defense, and that weakness is one of the reasons that the Nazis thought that they could be successful in the war. No one starts a war thinking they're going to lose it. But he said, we're carrying the treasure and freedom of this great nation in a paper bag. If we had taken one-fifth of the money we spent in World War II and put it into our defenses in the 1930s, both the war might have been in the Pacific and in Europe might have been avoided altogether. Eisenhower also blamed Truman for the Korean War. He thought he allowed defenses to get far too low, and also they communicated in a way to the world that they weren't going to necessarily try to defend Korea. It's kind of some poor communication there, and the war in Korea could have been avoided as well. And it's possible, of course, you'll never know, that a stronger position by the Biden administration and also the Biden administration, if they had built up the Ukraine with a lot of military hardware, ground defense systems, air defense systems, tanks, as well as the Javelin missiles. And Putin saw a Ukraine bristling with strong defensive weapons and a determined people. It could be that the war would never have taken place in the first place.
So as soon as we saw them amassing troops there, instead of sitting there and saying, oh, what are they doing? And, wow, it's 10, now it's 20, now it's 30. If they then would have started to send these missile systems or what have you there, that he probably would have thought second or thought differently.
I think so. If he sent the MiGs in earlier, if he sent in tanks, if he sent in the Javelin missiles, the Stinger missiles, it made it clear that a major defensive buildup was taking place and that he was going to pay a heavy price and also possibly even impose the sanctions earlier, it's very possible the war could have been prevented. It did not take place under Donald Trump's administration for good reason, because he knew his reaction was going to be very strong if he attempted to invade the Ukraine. He saw what happened in Afghanistan, how that was bumbled. He saw that the Biden administration, very slow to start building up the Ukraine. He thought it was going to be easy pickings. He was maybe right about the weakness of the United States' position, but he was very wrong about the strength of the Ukrainian the personnel defending their nation.
How long do you think this will go on? And what are the different scenarios of how it ends?
It's going to be, in my humble opinion, a protracted war. I don't see how it could be that something happens, but I don't see how it's going to end quickly or easily. The Russians have not yet even fully occupied any of the major cities in the Ukraine. They haven't even done that. Once they are able, if they are able to do that, they may not be able to. And that's when the fun really begins, because the harassment, the guerrilla activity, improvised explosive devices, the Molotov cocktails and everything, it's going to be even more difficult to successfully occupy the Ukraine than it is to try to conquer it in the first place. It's going to, and Putin's not willing to back down, so it may drag on for months and months. And I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime in the next two or three or four weeks. I think it may drag out for months and even years.
My thought is, because of who Putin is, the ego that he has, the fact that his military generals all know they can't tell him the truth because he doesn't want to hear what he doesn't want to hear, that he is not a man who will allow defeat. So he will stay there as long as needed to try to get some type of victory unless he's overthrown. What's the chances of him being overthrown?
I don't know. It's funny, the Germans back in World War II faced a similar situation with Hitler.
Right.
The German generals very much wanted to assassinate him. And, of course, there was a major program of assassination that was almost successful. A couple of near misses, and then, of course, the explosion there in the bunker that almost killed him. But you wonder how courageous or determined the Russian generals would be. Putin, of course, has taken, I'm sure, elaborate precautions to prevent that sort of thing from happening. And I don't think, or Stalin was also successful. Stalin, anytime a general became outstanding, he started standing up above the crowd, he would have him disappear. He would have him assassinated. And so he was his paranoia kept him safe, because he was killing all possible rivals. I think Mr. Putin has taken extensive precautions to protect himself from being overthrown. And that's the big, big weakness to the Russian system, is that all the power is vested in one man. And if he goes off his nut, there's no way to intervene to stop him. And I don't see him being overthrown.
On air with me is Jared Knott. He's author of the book Tiny Blunders, Big Disasters, 39 Tiny Mistakes That Changed the World Forever. If someone purchases your book, what will they learn from it, Jared?
Yes, well, there's many times where a little tiny mistake led to a nation collapsing. The inspiration from the book comes from the old adage that comes down from Benjamin Franklin, that for want of the nail, the shoe was lost. For want of the shoe, the rider was lost. For want of the rider, the battle was lost. For want of the battle, the empire was lost. The empire was lost, all for the want of a nail. And that's a nice old saying, but how often does that happen? Well, you'd be amazed how often it happens throughout history. A single tiny mistake multiplies in dominoes into something much bigger, and an airliner, I mean, a giant ocean liner sinks, or a nation collapses, or war is lost because of some little tiny mistake early on in the process.
All right. I appreciate you spending the time coming on air today, and where can people find your book?
Yes, if you go to tinyblundersbigdisasters.com, tinyblundersbigdisasters.com, that will take you to the website. We have 2.5 free chapters there, and one of the chapters that's real popular is Hitler the Unkillable. As they tried to kill him so many times, and through some evil fate, he avoided it. And also, we have a fun book trailer there, and have my favorite part of the book is the portrait gallery, like 28 major personalities, and a lot of information about them. It's sort of kind of a fun experience. And we have a special this week. The electronic download is just $1.99.
So that's tinyblundersbigdisasters.com.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
All right, Jared. Thanks a lot. Good luck with that book.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You have a great day. 269-441-9595. Lines are back open. I'm back to wanting to hear from you. What's the better word? I have a bunch of emails. I'll get to those. And your phone calls, if you'd like. Lines are back open. 269-441-9595. You are listening to me, Rank, on my show, The Live with Rank Show.
95.3 WBCK. Listen to WBCK on your mobile device anytime, anywhere. It's free. Brought to you by Airway Auto Parts and Recycling. Don't scrap your car. Get instant cash from Airway.
Oops. I forgot to put my song I chose in the log. But hey, I'm sorry. You're not going to get a song this time. I am so busy sometimes during my break. I actually chose a song, too. I just didn't move it over to the appropriate place. I hate that because I love listening to that music. But I apologize for that. As I said, 269-441-9595. I'm really trying to find the right word because I want to be fair to these people. They're not fair to anybody else, but we need to be fair to them. And that is these teachers, these administrators, these people who run programs, these politicians, whomever, that are constantly pushing and pushing and pushing to teach our children sex or human sexuality. Even in the face of doing illegal things, as the Austin Intermediate School District superintendent did. You can't, it's against the law, is what the AG for Texas said, to teach kids human sexuality without permission from their parents. And what her response is, well, we're going to protect our, you know, LGBTQ. There was a new one in there. I plus divided by three, take the two over pie and then cake. We're going to protect them from political attacks. There's no political attacks. What about the rest of everybody else, the majority? How are they protected from you? And I called them pedophiles the other day because I had lacked a term. Someone mentioned pervert. I don't know if it's pervert. I've got an email here who thinks it's deviant. A good optional label would be deviants because I think they get some type of pleasure of teaching young children about sex and human sexuality because they want it younger and younger and younger. What do you guys think it is? Or do you think I'm off my rocker that they don't get any pleasure? They just want to teach 4-year-olds about LGBTQI plus and everything else. Does a 4-year-old need to learn about heterosexuality or any sexuality? No, no. But they want to. And again, what does that tell you? And they're telling these kids, don't tell anybody what we're doing here. Don't tell anyone what we're doing. Classic sign of an abuser to children. Don't tell anybody. That's our little secret. Lines are open, 269-441-9595. Dave from Kalamazoo, your thoughts?
Well, after listening to everything you said, I didn't come up with it, but I think if you want a biblical word that describes it, the word reprobate.
A reprobate?
Might fit pretty well, yes.
Do you know what the definition of reprobate is, though?
Right off the top of my hand, I don't, and I'm on the road.
Okay, all right. I'll have to look it up. Well, how do you spell it? How do you spell it?
R-E-P-R-O-B-A-T-E, I believe.
All right, well, here we go. I just looked it up real quickly. And is an unprincipled person, a sinner who is not of the elect and is I don't even know what that word is. Unprincipled. I don't know.
I guess it depends on who the boss is, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to. Yeah,
unprincipled according to who?
Yeah. Well, what I'm trying to find out, because I think they derive some pleasure. I mean, even when it's against the law, they push back on it and continue to do it. And the fact that they're telling these children as young as four, don't tell your parents our little secret. That is, they're got to be deriving some pleasure out of it. And that's where I'm trying to
hone in. I think so.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate that, Dave. 269-441-9595. You guys? Anybody else? I'd love to hear. Fairfax Public Schools shells out $500,000 to fill COVID virtual learning with. What do you think Fairfax, now I know it's Virginia, but I bring this up because I want you guys to be aware what's happened nationally and make sure if you find it happening here, you know who to contact me quickly. Fairfax, Virginia, Fairfax County Public Schools shells out $500,000 to a company to fill the COVID virtual learning gaps with what? 3, 2, 1. Virtual learning. Yes, you heard that right. Fairfax County Public Schools just signed a contract for $500,000 with a virtual learning service company to fill the void of their virtual learning that has been going on for the past year and a half or whatever it was. And all along, you thought smart people went into school administration. I bet you thought smart people did that, didn't you? Now, does that sound smart to you? But it's true. Standardized test scores from 2020 to 2021 have revealed the toll that these teachers who are in support of what the teacher unions were doing, and these administrators and these politicians of keeping schools closed, even though the science says open the schools, is now coming to bear. At Fairfax County Schools, where in-person learning was stalled for more than 13 months, student math test scores dropped by 25%. Reading, 8%. And that comes from the district, so it's probably even higher. National data tell a similar story. According to a July 2021 NWEA study, students lagged 3 to 6 percentage points behind their pre-COVID test scores in reading and 8 to 12 in math. And guess who was hurt the most? Minority and lower income kids. They have the sharpest decline because they care about these people. Not only do they care about the kids, they care about the minority and lower income kids, don't they? And again, this all would have been moot if St. Fauci, their saint told us 2 summers ago, months after this happened, the safest place for the kids is in the school. But they didn't follow the science, did they? And all they had to do was any teacher who was obese or had an underlying health problem? Teach from home. I get it. I want you to be safe. Teach from home and pipe it into the schoolroom, classroom. Any child who's obese or has an underlying health care, take it from home and pipe it into your room, your bedroom, or wherever. Bingo. But they refuse to follow the science. Listen to the Lie with Rank on this Free Speech Friday. 269-441-9595 is the number if you'd like to get involved. I was telling you about this Austin school district, right? We talked about the very, very odd that these adults want to keep pushing sex on younger and younger kids, or even human sexuality on younger and younger kids. I think they have some type of problem trying to come up with the best word. I'm not there yet. I don't think we're there yet. Pedophiles too strong because they're not acting. Well, we don't know if they're acting on it, but they're certainly not that we know acting on it. I do believe they get some type of pleasure out of pushing this on younger and younger and younger people because they just won't let it go. And when it's against the law, they still do it. What does that sound like to you? And then they tell them, don't tell anybody. Don't tell your parents. Don't tell anybody. Oh, well, we didn't. And then they're caught. What do you mean don't tell anybody? Well, we didn't mean their parents. We just told them not to tell anybody. Well, why didn't you say don't tell anybody but your parents? Oh, we must have forgot that. Oh, is that like you didn't know that it was against the law what you're doing? Yeah, it's a political attack. And then I tell you about Fairfax Public Schools. Shell out $500,000 to fill COVID virtual learning void with virtual learning. I'm telling you, is it the brightest to go into that? How about this? Wisconsin School District claims white students cannot be discriminated against. Now, I've heard this before. This argument has been pushed on me for many years. You can't be discriminated against because you're in the power structure. There's no power structure. Is there a white power structure, do you guys think, out there? No, I think there's a black and LGBTQ plus minus divided by pi and then on top of cake has the power right now. And what about all these black-run businesses that aren't hiring white people? BET being one of them. That's a power structure. Can you be discriminated against then at BET or somewhere else? So I don't fall for that. Discrimination. White people can't be discriminated against because they're in the power. They're not anymore. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty condemned the, quote, outrageous statement, end quote, calling the district's official position that race discrimination laws do not apply to white students patently false. Assistant superintendent of these Wisconsin schools, this district, investigated a complaint that a parent gave about her white daughter and asserted that, quote, the student is not a member of any class that is legally protected from discrimination by state or federal law, end quote. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty condemned the outrageous statement, as we just said, and said, quote, not only is this both legally and factually wrong, but is frankly shocking that a public educational institution could hold such a view, end quote. Once again, they make statements after looking into it, and they're legally and factually wrong. I ask, I want to see the ACT scores of who go into this business. That's what I would. Would you guys like to see that? How about their college? No, not their college scores. Their ACT. How many schools don't know they're breaking the law? The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty went on to say, quote, there is no such thing as a protected class in the sense that some races are protected while others are not. Black and brown students do not have different rights. They have identical rights to white students and must be treated identically to white students. End quote. This superintendent didn't know that. Didn't know that. That everybody has to be treated the same. It's crazy. Quote, they think there's something called protected classes, where only certain people are in protected classes, and that there's also a majority class that does not benefit from those protections. This is not what the law is. That's what critical race theory teaches, but that's not what the law is, end quote. Now, as a refresher, CRT, critical race theory, holds that America is fundamentally racist, yet it teaches people to view every social interaction and other people in terms of race. That, my friends, is a bigot. CRT teaches you to be a bigot to combat bigotry and racism. We're not talking about deep thinkers here, are we? CRT believes that equity does not mean equal. The same school board considered a draft of their proposal, Equity Non-Negotiables, which outlined a district's plan for implementing equity initiatives. In it, they wrote, quote, equity does not mean equal. Achieving educational equity will mean that schools and students may receive different resources based on specific needs. The use of the word equity in modern education. No, leave it at that. Is that? Yes, leave it at that. So what they're saying is white kids will get less instruction. Non-white kids will get more instruction. White kids won't get the help. Non-white kids will get the help. This is how out of whack everything is these days. And now we have a Supreme Court justice nominee who believes, as I said yesterday, has some sort of affinity or soft spot in her heart for people who, quote, consume, end quote, I'm using the word consume, pornography. I told you the other day, a person who the federal guidelines said should get 10 years. The prosecutors, I think, wanted 90 months, if I remember correctly. This woman, Jackson, she gave him 3 months. And then I heard something yesterday that he may have reoffended after he got out after his 3 months. I guess he wasn't being supervised well. So when I heard and was thinking about this Miss Jackson, the nominee for the Supreme Court, and I remember the other day when she was asked to define the word woman, she has no idea what a definition for a woman could be because she's not a biologist. And the fact that she's given all these people who consume porn, not even porn, child pornography, such light sentences because it's so easy now through the internet to get child porn. I didn't know it's easy. And again, I can't define what a woman is. I do not know. I'm Harvard undergrad, Harvard law, and I have no idea what the definition of woman is because I'm not a biologist. I thought of this song.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took.
I just want to give you a little taste of that. We'll play the entire piece, or not the entire piece, but a little bit more coming up right after this. You're listening to Live with Rank. The phone number is 269-441-9595. She can't define what a woman is because she's not a biologist. So this Harvard-trained undergrad and law school graduate doesn't know what an animal is because what type of animals, cats and dogs or anything, because she's not a vet. You add whatever else you want to add to that. We'll be right back. You're listening to Live with Rank. I appreciate that. 269-441-9595. Having a little fun there. That's what I thought of. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. But it's a serious, serious issue. And I know the left is, I don't know why they weren't ready for this. And all in the media don't seem to have a problem with a person who wants to be a Supreme Court justice who, it appears, has a soft heart for people who consume child pornography. I am deeply afraid of this person being on our Supreme Court. Some will say, well, it's one liberal being swapped out for another. I don't think Ginsburg would sit there and not know what the definition of a woman is, number one. And then, again, that's not even what I keyed on the other day. It's the fact that she said, well, I'm not a biologist. How do I know what a woman or a man is? I'm not a biologist. So how do you know what you are? What are you? Well, I'm a woman. How do you know that you're not a biologist? That's what I would have said, along with a few other things. Let's go to the phone lines, and who's up now? From Sterling Heights, Michigan, Rob. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, Rank. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
A lot of things that you're talking about is in schools, I think Terry McAuliffe let it slip very well when he said, we don't think parents should have a say-so in what their children are being taught. They're not being taught critical thinking. They're being taught absurdities is what they're being taught. And I think the whole thing centers around is what Justin Trudeau said when he said he was very envious of the Chinese government style, that they can do what they want to without, the backing of the citizenry. China has what's called a social credit score, how they control their citizens. If you don't have a good social credit score, you can't go on a plane. You can't go to school. You can't get a good job. You can't do a lot of things. And that's how they control their 1.5 billion citizens. And I think that's what they're going to, because so many things that they're leaning towards are just absurd. Like you said about, you can't define what a woman is. Another thing you brought up is for a long time is about wearing masks during COVID. They never had any information that masks really helped. Matter of fact, at the end, they knew it helped very little, but they still pushed that narrative. And how many times did we see government people, like our own governor, not wearing a mask when she's mandating it? Or AOC goes down to Florida without wearing a mask, and she's the biggest advocate for wearing masks. And just about everything, even we talk about crime. The city council in Minneapolis defunded their police, yet they increased their private security with government funds. So they know what's wrong. They're just teaching absurdities to people, and they're going against those narratives and getting caught constantly. And I think a lot of it is like what Justin Trudeau said, they want to do what they want to do without the consent of the citizens.
Hold on, I got that comment. Excuse me, I have that clip you're talking about. Here's Justin.
The level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime and say, we need to go green as fast as we need to start, investing in solar. I mean, there is a flexibility that I know Stephen Harper must dream about of having a dictatorship that he could do everything he wanted, that I find quite interesting.
That's what you were talking about there.
Yes, and exactly way to control people without their consent is what it really is about. And so many things lead to that bottom line.
Right, right. It is, I'm hoping people wake up. Maybe some are. We'll see come this fall. We'll see. All right, Robert, thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling in, 269. Well, we're getting towards the end here. Whew, I don't know, a lot went down today. Oh, here's something funny. Let's end with something funny. A prosecutor who has been the leading criminal investigation, he's a prosecutor who's been leading a criminal investigation into Donald Trump before quitting last month, so why would you quit, said in his resignation letter that he believes the former president is, quote, guilty of numerous felony violations, end quote, and he disagreed with the Manhattan District Attorney's decision not to seek an indictment. Do you know how hilarious it is? And for the AP to run that without asking, oh, so everybody in New York who wants to have been trying to find something on Trump, charge him with something. You're saying they have it, but they don't want to charge him. Is that what you're saying, Bubblehead or Bobblehead? Yeah. In a letter published Wednesday in the New York Times, Mark Pomerantz told District Attorney Alvin Bragg that there was, quote, evidence sufficient to establish that Mr. Trump's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, end quote, on allegations he falsified financial statements to secure loans. And this is prior to him becoming president. And the far left Soros appointed, I think, I'm pretty sure, district attorney Alvin Bragg decided not to charge him with. Does anybody believe? I can't even believe the far left would believe that. That would be like someone saying, well, Mark Pomerantz, there are is sufficient as evidence, allegedly, to establish that you have fill in the blank. Just making stuff up. They just say stuff because they know the dutiful media. I don't know how I got stuck on that one. Media is attempting, will cover for them. And they did. Or at least they advertised it or published it. Really? Come on, guys. Does anybody with a hundredth of a brain think that anybody who has power in New York wouldn't go after? They went after Trump with nothing, and they went after him. So I thought that was hilarious. Billy writes, how about deranged? Trying to find out. I'm trying to figure out the right word to use for these teachers, these school administrators, these political figures, these pundits, whomever wants to keep. They have this fascination. It's almost like it's that urge that a pedophile would have that they can't stop themselves. They have to teach these kids about sex and human sexuality. And I'm not talking about 18-year-olds or 17-year-olds. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds. So I'm trying to come up with the right word because I don't think pedophile is the right word. It's too hard. That's unfair to them. They act like them, though. Shh, don't tell them. This is our little secret, what I'm doing to you, okay? Don't tell anybody. We've proven that they do that. They must get some pleasure, is my point. They must get some pleasure out of doing so. Deranged means insane. Well, you know. I'm trying to hook it to them getting a pleasure by doing it. This is a tough one, isn't it? Well, we have homework for the weekend. Do we not? And again, don't you think it's hilarious? Trump guilty of felony violations, but New York prosecutors won't go after him? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we believe you. Biden administration plans to oust Dr. Oz and Herschel Walker from White House if they don't resign. Really? Is he immigrant? I'm not sure. Herschel Walker's a black man. Is that not racist or bigoted? I don't know. What do you guys think? Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to me. You're listening to The Live with Ring Show. I'll talk to you Monday at 9 a.m.